You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest on the line, Dr. Patrick LeBlanc, the director of MSU Veterinary Teaching Hospital. Welcome back to the show, Dr. LeBlanc.
Well, thank you, Lee, and thank you, Rick, for inviting me back. It's an honor, I think.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Dr. LeBlanc, this time of year, there's a lot of sentiment going around, people thanking their family and friends and counting their blessings. And you guys have been doing a program at MSU Vet School called Celebration of Life. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that program?
Well, thank you, Lee. Celebration of Life is something that we started 7 years ago. It's an annual event where we invite back approximately 120 of what we call miracle pets. Miracle pets are pets that are have just been valiant patients of the veterinary teaching hospital, survived unsurmountable odds, and typically have a very interesting story to tell. And we invite them back to celebrate their time here at the hospital.
And what kind of events go on during this program? I mean, can you give the folks an understanding of what the event is like?
Well, typically the people that are part of the Miracle Pet family have an intense human-animal bond, and we just love to celebrate that. So we ask them ahead of time, Lee. What we say is tell them that they've been selected. We say, your pet was selected as a miracle pet for medical reasons that we know of. That's why we selected it. And we understand these medical issues, but we want to know why your pet is a miracle pet to your family. Please write a paragraph about why your pet is a miracle pet to your family. And I'm not kidding you, Lee, nobody writes a paragraph. I think the record is 10 pages. Typically, there are at least 3 pages. And I read these things ahead of the event to myself and kind of study them. And then at the event, I'll take a few out and I'll read them to the audience. And typically, people don't want me to stop. They say, keep going. We want to hear more. And I say, well, you're going to get a copy of all these when within a week of the event. We send a copy of the DVD out to everybody, which has all the stories on them. But some of these stories, Lee, are so well written. These people must take a month straight out of their lives to write these stories. Hmm. Why their pet's a miracle pet. So we love to read these things. We like to hear about it. It would bring a tear to anyone's eyes to hear some of the things people write about.
Oh, I can't imagine how people wouldn't be crying. I bet you that you'd probably have people lying about crying, kind of like they do at the end of Old Yeller. They're trying
I didn't cry.
Yeah, they're trying to pretend they didn't, but how do you not?
Yeah, so we like to hear these stories. We like to see the animals again. Last time we saw them, they might have had all their hair shaved off and a tube, in their nose and in their stomach and out other orifices. And, you know, we now get to see them as a normal pet reunited with their family, and it's wonderful for our staff to see that as well too, to see these animals back to normal again.
Well, that was my question. Who attends the event?
All the people that are invited can bring as many people as they want, and I think the record there was about one group brought I think 30 people one time when their pet was with their pet.
Wow. Wow. I would love to maybe at least have a highlighted story after the event that we might be able to just share right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show.
I'd love to do that.
That'd
I would love to do that. And so we research their background before they come here. And, for example, another thing we do, Rick, is if they've had a blood transfusion while they're here, we will actually track down who the donor was.
Oh, my.
Blood donor, and we try to get them there so they can meet in person the other dog or cat or whatever that gave them life.
Now, your staff gets to attend this?
Yeah. We invite all the staff and students. And
I would think that would be the biggest morale booster of anything, is just having these people that, you know, toil every day be able to hear the product of what their hard work brings.
You're exactly right, Rick. It's very good for morale. But I got to tell you, at the end of the day, I'm like totally spent. I'm so tired at the end of the day because it's just draining both physically, a lot of setup for it, but particularly emotionally.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And we have Sparty there. We take pictures of them with Sparty. We have a professional photographer to take pictures with them. We actually do have a red carpet. We escort them in on a red carpet. We valet park their car for them. We want them to feel very special because they are special to us. And, you know, just some of the types of cases we've had there. You know, last year was kind of interesting. We had, again, there's 100 cases, so I hate to leave any out, but one that just off the top of my head I can think of that was kind of unusual. It was a lady had a was doing laundry one night, and about 2 minutes after her dryer started, she heard tumbling in the dryer, thought it was a tennis shoe, and went down there, and it was her cat.
Mm.
It had been in the dryer for a couple of minutes, and mm-hmm. so she scooped it out, brought it to us. It had third-degree burns all over its body, had to have multiple skin grafts. It was just a mess. It was, you couldn't even recognize it as a cat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fast forward to 8 months later for the celebration of life, they were there with this cat, looked perfectly normal.
Wow, wow.
So, you know, that. Then we had another interesting one where a dog was missing from its home and had been locked up in the neighbor's tool shed for 2 months. And the only way they found out about it was the neighbor went and unlocked his tool shed one day because he accidentally locked this dog in there, came out and found that dog, and all that was left was basically some skin and some skeleton. And then he noticed that the dog took a breath after a couple seconds and realized it was alive. They brought it in here. Before this happened, the dog weighed 80. When they brought it in here, I think it weighed 35.
Wow.
So it just lived on snow and a couple rats, I guess, or mice is what it ate. And so it was wonderful to see that dog back in full flesh.
And I'm sure the neighbor, or the people that had owned the dog, probably had a very heartfelt story because of all the emotions surrounding that.
Not only the neighbor, but the entire town, because prior to them finding the dog, the owners had signs on every drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
Business in town, you know, the fast food places were all had signs up everywhere in this small town. Everybody knew about this dog.
Yeah, and I can see how that happens. I mean, I have a garage that I don't park my car in. It's just there to store a lot of stuff. And if that door closes up and you don't know what's in there, you know, that definitely, wow, that must have been quite a story, and it can kind of hit home for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, those were really incredible stories. And then I just pulled out one of the quote-unquote paragraphs that owner of a Miracle Pet wrote. This one actually is page 3 of 6, but this one paragraph. This person wrote this whole thing in the first person as if the dog was writing the Miracle Pet story.
A little creative exercise as well.
Yeah, so the pronouns here are coming from the dog. So
okay.
He says, but so this dog had a major back problem and had surgery and was fixed here, and then he had to go to rehab, physical therapy that we have here, and as he was getting better, he had a couple of huskies next to him in the rehab ward, and this is what he wrote. One day, two huskies were next to me in rehab, and they howled just like wolves. Now, let me stop for a minute. This is a tiny little poodle dog that's really famous for being cute, okay?
Yes.
So he says, these huskies howled next to me like wolves. I couldn't help but notice that whenever they howled, the rehab team gave them immediate attention. I decided that their howling was working better than my, quote-unquote, being cute. So I asked them to teach me how to howl. He says, you should have seen my mom when she picked me up and I howled in the car on the way home. She nearly drove off the road.
Is that the right dog?
All right. Then needless to say, I'm still committed to being cute, but I'm glad that as a backup, I also learned how to howl at the MSU spa. Yeah, so people put a lot of humor. They put a lot of thought into these stories that probably could be a pretty good book someday if I ever compiled all these things.
Well, don't throw them away.
I've got them all, yeah.
That's fantastic. We'll hopefully have you on here in a few weeks, and you can tell us some more from this year.
Rick, the event this year is going to be April 16th. So it takes us several months to get all the planning done. And a lot of coordination goes into this, basically a 4-hour event.
But we are going to have you back. We'll definitely make sure that happens.
Thank you.
Dr. LeBlanc, I want to thank you so much for sharing that story with us, especially this time of year, because a lot of people don't realize how much animals inspire people and how much of an emotional outlet they represent. And so it's really a tremendous thing that you're doing.
Well, thank you, but we're doing it for selfish motives too, because we enjoy seeing these people back with their pets. So we get a lot out, just like Rick said. It's a great morale booster for us as well.
Well, I can only imagine that. So we've been talking this morning with Dr. Patrick LeBlanc, the director of MSU Veterinary Teaching Hospital. Thank you so much for coming back to the show, Dr. LeBlanc.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Rick.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
It was our pleasure to have you. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to talk with Dr. Williamson about some of the emergency type things that just could happen this time of year while people are celebrating the holidays, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.